If you enjoy this podcast and want to help us out, you can go to patreon.com/7lamb. That's the number 7, L-A-M-B. And you can donate as little as a dollar a month, and it all goes to helping us create content such as this. We have a lot of bonus content on there too, so definitely check it out. Once again, that's patreon.com/7lamb, the number 7, L-A-M-B. Thanks, and enjoy the next episode of Paralyzed. 7lamb presents... Paralyzed. Chapter 9. Dollface. Part 1. As the rain poured down, I could see 5 feet in front of me at best. Roland, Julia, and I were able to get out of the overturned car. Alan was able to climb out, but he stumbled off the other way.
This way. This way.
Are you sure?
I see lights.
How's their power?
Probably floodlights. My parents have a generator.
Do you see them? There.
I looked up through the thick tree cover. Through the rain, I could barely make out a light. A beacon. Gunfire. We never saw what happened to the other car. Roland was able to kill one of the creatures, which allowed us to escape our wreckage. And we never looked back.
What if they don't make it?
Just keep running.
Roland panted loudly, but she was carrying extra weight. She lugged her bag after pulling it from the broken trunk.
I see it! This way!
Julia pushed past us as we emerged from the woods. We ran past a huge wheat field. We ran up a hill.
Come on!
We ran up to the house.
Do you have a key?
No, but they told me where they hide one.
Julia tried looking in through the window.
Come on, let's find that spare key and get inside. Now.
Okay, this way, in the back.
We ran around the large two-story house. A few dim lights were on inside. There was no car in the driveway. I doubted her parents were here, although I knew she held out hope.
It's over here.
Julia led us to a rock garden by the back porch. She overturned one that was almost completely submerged. She reached into the muddy water and pulled out a key.
Let's get inside.
We went to the back door. Julia quickly opened it, and we were safely inside.
Thank you.
I couldn't believe 3 months later and here I am again, trapped. I looked at my bandaged wrists. This could have all been avoided.
Julia!
Julia was searching every room for her parents, but it was obvious they weren't here.
Do you think those things got them?
She came down from upstairs.
I don't know.
Their car's gone. I couldn't find them earlier, so maybe they went to Charlemont and they got stuck there during the storm?
That's possible.
I could see Julia fighting back tears.
We need to fortify this place.
I haven't heard anything in a while.
Me either.
What if no one else makes it?
Then they don't. But we need to make sure this place is safe. Julia, can you find flashlights, lanterns, anything?
But the generator.
The generator may go out.
There are lanterns in the barn.
No. No one leaves the house. Not right now. Find what you can in here.
Okay.
I walked over to a window and peered out towards the barn and silo. Two floodlights brightened the area.
David, help me move furniture. Help me block the windows.
I did. Roland and I moved about the living room and den, stacking furniture.
Those creatures can be killed, so if we could just fortify this place.
It doesn't work. Eventually.
Eventually, we'll make it out of here. We just have to let the storm pass. The streets will be clear.
We don't have a car, Roland.
No, but we have a gun, and that's good enough for now.
Until more of those things show up.
We'll make do.
They'll keep coming. They won't let us go easily.
David, you and I made it out once. We could do it again.
But there are a lot of people who didn't make it out. We made our way through the hall. We passed by the front door, and I startled. A man's face stared at me in the tiny window of the door. Jesus Christ! I stumbled back.
Open up!
Roland quickly opened the door. A flash of lightning showed Steve and Charlie on the porch covered in mud and leaves. They barged in. Roland shut and locked the door behind them.
You made it.
Yeah, thanks for the help.
Help? You ran into us.
Did you see those fuckers out there? They jumped my damn car.
What happened to the others?
You mean before or after they ripped them apart?
Easy, man.
I'm sorry, but what the fuck were those things?
Steve still had his gun. He gripped it tightly.
Beth and Esther are dead.
Are you sure?
Steve nodded.
Did you see Alan?
No, I couldn't see shit out there.
Wasn't he with you?
He ran off.
We should have stayed in the damn diner.
Can I ask a question?
Steve walked around us, surveying the room.
What?
What is going on here?
What do you think? We're fortifying this place so those things don't get in.
I'm not talking about the room. I'm talking about this, out there. What the fuck was that?
Something that can't be easily explained.
Try.
You saw the same thing we did.
I want an answer. And I want one now.
He raised his gun at Roland.
Steve, man, what the fuck are you doing?
They know what's going on. Even her.
Me? No.
Bullshit. I saw the awkward glances in the diner, and you kept asking his opinion on everything.
Yeah, what was that? They were so adamant about leaving the diner.
It wasn't safe there.
Are we really safe here? You have a couch against that window. These things tore apart my car.
There's no flooding. We have light. There isn't a truck parked inside.
Beth and Esther are dead.
We didn't know that would happen.
What do you know?
Put the gun down.
Tell us.
Put the gun down.
I just saw my coworkers, my friends, ripped apart. What is going on?
That's Alan.
Everyone turned their attention to the screaming. That's when Roland struck. She lunged at Steve, knocking the big man to the ground. They wrestled over the gun.
Oh, shit!
I jumped on Steve and plied the gun from his hands, careful not to pull the trigger. I yanked it and stumbled back. Roland gave him a kick to the stomach and got up.
Son of a bitch.
Ugh. Wasn't gonna do anything.
Just in case.
Roland shot Charlie a look.
Hey, whoa, I didn't know he was gonna do that. I don't have a gun.
Help! Please, help!
We left Steve on the floor as we went to the near window. We pulled back the now vertical couch and looked out. Alan was crawling out of the woods. He appeared to be more injured than before.
Help!
Somebody help him.
I turned around to see Steve getting up. Roland.
Don't worry. You stay where you are.
Roland unclipped her gun and kept her finger near the trigger.
Don't just stand there. Help him.
Take a couple steps back.
Fine, fine.
Help! Please help!
There's things out there.
So you're all just gonna stand there and watch.
Guys! Guys!
Holy shit!
I expected to see a creature come out of the woods, but it wasn't. No. Instead, the tall man with the pale face appeared, axe in hand. The man approached Alan as he crawled. That's when I noticed he didn't have a pale face. He was wearing a mask. A porcelain doll mask. Alan flipped onto his back. The man with the axe stood by Alan's feet and cocked his head. The axe was slowly raised.
Help me!
Help him!
Shit!
Help me!
A flash of lightning and the axe came down.
No!
David, watch him!
Roland pointed at Steve, then flung open the front door.
Hey!
The masked man didn't stop. He kept hacking. Roland raised her gun and fired. She hit the man each time, but he didn't stop.
Roland! Roland, stop wasting bullets!
Once Alan was a twitching mess, the masked man grabbed his leg and pulled him into the darkness of the woods.
What the fuck?
Roland lowered her gun and shut the door.
Who was that?
Roland pushed the couch back, blocking the window.
David, go ahead. Tell them what's going on. Paralyzed. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Robert M. Lamb as David. Amy LeRae as Roland. Jack Austin as Joel and Charlie. Ashley York as Esther. Ashley Cardisano as Beth. Brian Messick as Steve. And Brett Wilkins as Alan. Co-starring Adam Jetmore, Ryan Wiggs, Ariel Zadok, and Ryan Grossjean. Music provided by Eldritch Chachala of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black, Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, and Dylan Mixer at DMixMusic.com. If you enjoyed Paralyzed, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. This has been a 7 Lamb production.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.